From the newsroom at news.com.au.
G'day, I'm Andrew Bucklow.
And I'm Lexi Cartwright.
And this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Tuesday the 20th of April.
A border worker at a New Zealand airport has tested positive for COVID-19 a day after the Trans-Tasman bubble opened. The staff member works at Auckland Airport and has been placed in isolation following the result.
Meanwhile, America's top infectious disease expert has weighed in on Australia's embattled COVID-19 vaccine rollout. Speaking to ABC News Radio, Dr. Anthony Fauci pointed out that Australia's heavily criticised vaccination program is still in its early stages.
I wouldn't be that hard on Australia if this is the beginning of your program, because you always expect some stumbles early on.
1.5 million vaccines have been administered in Australia so far.
In other news, a Sydney high school teacher has pleaded guilty to having sex with a 14-year-old last year. 24-year-old Monica Elizabeth Young originally entered a not guilty plea to 12 charges back in February. But today she backflipped and pleaded guilty to 3 counts on an altered indictment. She'll remain on bail until her sentence hearing.
In other news, former Channel 7 presenter Andrew O'Keefe has been hit with 2 fresh assault charges against his ex-partner. The game show host was originally charged with assaulting Dr. Orly Lavie in Sydney in January. Now he's also been charged with assault occasioning bodily harm and common assault. O'Keefe remains an inpatient at a Sydney rehab centre.
We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To showbiz, and Michael Keaton is set to play Batman once again. The 69-year-old will appear as the Caped Crusader in the upcoming film The Flash, which is set to be released in November next year. Keaton last played Batman in 1992's Batman Returns.
And finally, the ratings are in for Monday night's big night of TV. Now, new seasons of Lego Masters and MasterChef both launched last night against Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, a lot going on there. Who came out on top?
Well, Lego Masters was actually in first place with 838,000 viewers in the 5 capital cities, comfortably beating MasterChef with 670,000 and Dancing with the Stars with 644,000.
And just a reminder, if you want the chance to win $1,000, just play our daily news quiz at news.com.au/quiz and that cash could be yours.
That's it from the newsroom. We'll be back tomorrow morning.
Your headlines from news.com.au.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are 2 incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.